Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio. What it is, man? Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, still stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, still stay on the beat.
Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Say got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No who from, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to nine my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
Coming in with none other than Kill Say Mars with the particular song called Man in the Street. You are listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 12, verse 39, already. And that M period, A period, N period is an acronym for music activism news. That's the abbreviation. For those listening to Black on Black Crime Radio on blogtalkradio.com, you can feel free to call 646-478-0944 or you can continue to listen live if you're listening to www.blogtalkradio.com. We appreciate you for doing that as well. If you are sending in anything, you can send it commercial or music MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers for you for this evening. Disclaimer number one. You get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talker 3342 Music or Black on Black Crime Inc. Radio. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, or press 1. Now, I will say this. I'm going to at least let you know certain things that's happening, such as Positive Music Month is coming up in October. Positive Music Month is coming up in October. Now, with that being said, also, Looking Good Home Improvement, residential, commercial remodeling and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, violation list repairs, door installation or repairs, flooring, tile and wood, plastering and painting, bath, kitchen remodel, carpentry and decks, that's 216-205-7247, that's 216-205-7247. That is LOOKINGGOODHOMEIMPROVEMENT.com. Whew, that's a lot that we just went through on that. Also, I need to let you know, on top of everything, that you can check out on a Sunday like tomorrow, Common Sense Radio, Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. The YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram, J-R-A-L-F-R-E-D-P-O-R-T-E-R. Facebook page of Joseph M-O-T-L-E-Y-J-R with a period. Many pages does he have? 5,000 apiece as he's building an army of listeners. Facebook, Kent and Angelica. That's Angelica with a K-A. Facebook, hhworkshoprecords.com. The web page of www.3342music.com. Super producer, Emax the Image. That's his site. Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, Facebook Pete Weeks, the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. BBCI Hip Hop Workshop Radio airs Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com, where we have guests come into the studio. The Facebook page of Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook of Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. If you're looking for work, www.templabor.org. Twitter page of Alfred Porter Jr. 1 or Grandpa Rapper 1. Grandpa Rappa 1. And let's see, thelogtv.com, as well as on YouTube, the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. Okay, I see a 216-288 phone number up here. And let's see what else is going on that we can get through. I'm going to at least give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. We're going a couple of days in advance of this coming Monday because there are a lot of things we're involved in. So with that being said, we are going to at least, we'll get to you shortly, 216-268, but we'll give you a top 10 on certain things, starting with some of our honorable mentions. Honorable mention is the fact that we have the song coming out by Sheriff Kilroy called G.O.D. He's got an honorable mention because already Keep the Wisdom, which was filmed by E-Man Kingley and his staff at Movie Racketeers, that video had over 1,100 views. And the new music video, G.O.D., is being released in a major way all throughout the Browns-Pittsburgh game on Monday. That particular situation, there'll probably be another Super Bowl. Well, we're getting ready for a Super Bowl for the Browns. We do that every year. But Mayfield, no, Maple Heights, Ohio. Maple Heights, Ohio. The Scotty Dog Pound Man Cave, they're having a video premiere that evening of the G.O.D. song. And so a lot of situations going on. That song didn't make it on the Kai Dog show about the Browns, but it is making some waves, and that's a good thing. Another honorable mention, Black House Sound. Another honorable mention, the Latino Cultural Weekend. It started to get some buzz. They just didn't do the heavy promotions that they could have. And an honorable mention, Facebook, the Sip Beer and Wine Festival. You know, looking at that, we don't know where a couple of those will fit on the top 10 by next week. We don't know, except for the Latino Cultural Festival. Now, before I go to the phone line, I'll give you not the full top 10 spectrum, but it means from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, and it just means that the buzz might be so high or they had so many people you just couldn't get away from it. So debuting at number 10, it was the Facebook of Project Delete Poverty, sponsored by Oak Street Health, which will be held this coming Friday. Number 9, debuting on Facebook, the Winner's Circle, which I believe will be next Sunday. It's already getting a buzz from DJ Jack the Ripper and other Carolyn's Exotic Cuisine about West 127th and Lorraine in Lakewood. Uh-oh. Before I go to what's debuting, at the East Cleveland Library 50th Years Hip Hop Celebration, and that event hasn't even happened yet, and it's getting such a buzz. I'm excited to see where it falls in by next week. Before I do anything else, I was going to read off what goes along with that program, but I'm going to stop, take a pause, and go to the 216-268-216-268. How are you doing out there?
I'm fine. How are you, Mr. Al Porter?
Doing phenomenally well. As a matter of fact, I would have said more. I mean, I had so much that I was going to go through and say about said event just for the simple fact it's easy for me to talk about the fact that it's happening this coming Saturday, September the 23rd, 2023, 3 p.m., that is calling off all artists as people will reveal their talent at the East Cleveland Public Library 50 Years of Hip Hop Lip Sync Showcase, having fun and celebrating 50 years of hip hop, clean lyrics only. Boy, that is easy to do. And you can come dressed as your favorite hip hop artist. And the fact that it's happening at the East Cleveland Public Library, but if I say that, a lot of people might not believe me. And only reason I say that is it does not sound real that hip hop is being celebrated at the legendary library that flies that red, black, and green flag all year round. Can you tell me who you are, and can you tell me what's going on this coming Saturday?
Yes, it is. My name is Patricia Cook, and I work at the East Cleveland Public Library. And it is true that we are having a celebration of 50 years of hip-hop. And we have on the mic Suave Gotti, along with Mr. Al Porter, sounds by DJ Dollar Rock. We're going to have live performances. We're going to have music, raffles, free gifts. We're going to have a lot of fun on Saturday, September 23rd at 3 o'clock in that great Performing Arts Center, the Greg Reese Performing Arts Center. It's a state-of-the-art Performing Arts Center. And you all are invited. It's free.
Okay.
Yes.
Now,
yes, yes.
That Performing Arts Center, you've got to tell me more about that because it's an honor. I would have thought that they would have stuck a hip-hop program in the basement. Is a very nice finished basement. I've been to many meetings there, enjoyed myself. There's been great meals. But tell me the fact that you just got with the rest of the people in the library and put us in a beautiful auditorium. Talk to us about that, please.
Right. The auditorium seats 250 people, and we have great, it's a great acoustics, it's state-of-the-art sound, and it was built back in 2005. And most people, when they come in there, they're like, what? I thought this was built like maybe a couple years ago, but it's in excellent condition. We have jazz concerts once a month. We got a jazz concert coming up on the 24th by Vanessa Rubin. So we have a lot of great things going on in the Performing Arts Center, and we're really, really proud to have 50 years of hip-hop celebrating the history, even the local, not only national, but local artists here in Cleveland.
Wow. I know for a fact so far we will be inducting in Lil Chico from Emily Avenue from East Cleveland, who had done some major works and worked with major people. Bill Richards, a.k.a. Silver, B in the mix. I know they're doing a documentary inspired by him called B, and he'll be inducted, plus two other plaques going to works in progress. And talk about local, MC Chill just signed on to come through and give a good 15-minute speech on some of what he did, because let's not get it twisted, by him being the first signed artist on an international record label, he represented not just Cleveland, but East Cleveland, surrounding suburbs and other areas, and he will be doing a performance at the Rock Hall on Friday evening, and he was very happy to sign on to this. And
great.
Oh, yeah, because Nerve DJs, they're celebrating 20 years of hip-hop and a hip-hop documentary the night before. But MC Chill himself, Kevin Hurd, who's done many great things from Call It Post newspaper, and I just had word that B-Boy, Never Too Late, Never Too Late from Akron's Ill Style Rockers, is coming to do something in East Cleveland that he's done at Cleveland State. And he's going to take anybody who's brave enough, he says it can be from a child to a senior, and he'll show basic B-Boy or breakdance moves.
Oh, that's all right. That's awesome. That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
So
I look so forward to this.
Right. So with those things being said, please tell me your thought process. When did it hit you, 50 years of hip-hop, to do something at the East Cleveland Library?
Well, I was looking at TV, and I was looking at all this 50 years of hip-hop everywhere, different parts of New York and different places. And I said to myself, wow, we should do something here at the East Cleveland Public Library in this Performing Arts Center. I think it would be great. I remember the Love Fest when it was in East Cleveland and Art McCoy. So I thought, wow, why not do something right here in East Cleveland and use a lot of our local artists and a lot of talent so people can showcase their talent during this time.
I love it. I do.
Yeah.
My is in looking at that and what you have set out to do, I'm going to at least ask you, what is it that you do at the library?
Oh, I am a reference librarian. I work at the reference desk, and I help people find information, any kind of information or books that they need, anything that I can do to help within the community. That's what I do.
I hear you. And with that being said, maybe if you can, tell us a couple of things that we don't know about the East Cleveland Public Library that we should know.
Let's see. Well, the East Cleveland Public Library is a 5-star library. Most people don't know that. And that is major in libraries. We are a 5-star. We got a 5-star rating. So that is really major when it comes to libraries. Some libraries, 5-star is the top, 1 through 5.
Yeah.
So we're really, really proud to be a 5-star library.
You should be. I think I know a lot. I did not know that you all were a 5-star library in East Cleveland. I really didn't know that.
Yes, and this was the first time, I think this was the first time ever that we became a 5-star library back in 2022.
Okay.
We became a 5-star library.
Beautiful. So with that being said, I'm not going to hold you too long, but it's you're the first librarian that we've had on this show, and how phenomenal that is we've been on the air for 12-plus years. So we covered people who were running for Senate or for mayor or governor. We've had a lot of different people, but this is the first time we've actually had a librarian on. We've had others who were on the library board down through the years, like Charles E. Bibbs Sr., who's on the board, former member Devin Branch. But to have an actual librarian is a phenomenal thing in itself. And I just want to say that we thank you humbly from the hip-hop community for reaching out and what you have, you know, done. And again, I'm going to at least allow you to please tell us in your own words some of the fun, some of the things that you plan on having before I even open up my mouth and add it in my few. What can people expect this coming Saturday?
From this Saturday, I expect you to have a great time, to have a lot of fun. We're going to have great people there expressing their talents. And just come out and relax and have fun. We're going to have snacks, like I said, free giveaways and raffles. We're going to have some trivia. So everything is going to be really fun and relaxed. So we just want you to come out and celebrate 50 years of hip-hop with the East Cleveland Public Library. And just tell a friend and come on in, and it's free. So just, we just want people to come out and enjoy themselves.
I'm looking forward to that. I thank you for that offer. And what time and what days are the East Cleveland Library open? So that if people want to come through, you all have so much that you all offer there.
Well, yeah, we have all kind of programs. We have a fall booklet. When you come, we will give you the fall booklet. We'll also give you the jazz concerts, our next jazz concerts that come up that are free. The library is open Monday through Thursday from 10 to 6. Closed on Friday, and we're open Saturday 10 to 6. And we're closed on Sunday, except when we have jazz concerts, because our jazz concerts are always the last Saturday of the month.
Thank you so much for that information. We needed to know. We look forward to seeing you this coming Saturday, and what I will do is reach back, because I might have to try to bring in certain giveaways too, just because it's nice to see you all doing what you do. So as we leave out, definitely enjoy the rest of your evening and weekend. And again, thank you for taking your time. This was so important that we wanted to have more time to promote this particular program and what's upcoming, and make sure it's sent out. But we thank you very much in advance.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. Just come out and have a great time. And I hope to see everybody Saturday. I'll definitely see you out Saturday.
Yes, indeed. Look forward to it. Enjoy your evening.
Thank you. You as well.
No problem. This has been so great that I'll tell you what, we will look at our local artist and we will take our break. We'll get back to our list in a little while, but why not play the song that came out August 11th, last year, as a music video, Hip Hop for Life, from Kilroy HJS.
Two, three, four. Ever since I first dropped my rhyme,
I was light years ahead of time. Architect, futuristic flows, production clarity, it shows. Built my rep on solid ground. HGS, updated my sound. Producer MC, we're complete. Hip-hop with a strong breakbeat. We mastered it, hip-hop all day. I'll clarify with what I say. I was clear when I rhymed. I was clear, black by design. I was clear when I told the truth. I was clear with adults and youth. I was clear, hip-hop culture. I was clear, no culture vultures. Hip-hop is almost 50, withstood the years, nothing iffy. August 11th, yearly party. Hip-hop for life, you can't stop me.
Grinding sacrifices, hip-hop for life. Put our souls in what we write. It's hip-hop for life. Giving purpose to the fight. It's hip-hop for life. Keep it bumping day and night. It's hip-hop for life. We grind and sacrifice. It's hip-hop for life. Put our souls in what we write. It's hip-hop for life. Giving purpose to the fight. It's hip-hop for life. Keep it bumping day and night. It's hip-hop for life. Let me hear you say hip hop, hip hop. Let me hear you say hip hop. Come on now, hip hop. Let me hear you say hip hop, hip hop. Come on now, hip hop, hip hop. Say hip hop for life, hip hop for life. Come on now, hip hop for life. Hip hop for life, let me hear you say hip hop for life. Come on now, hip hop for life, let me hear you say hip hop for life. Hip hop for life, let me hear you say hip hop for life. Come on now, hip hop for life. Say hip hop for life, come on now, hip hop for life. Let me hear you say hip hop for life. Come on, hip hop for life, let me hear you say hip hop for life. Hip hop for life, come on now. We grind and sacrifice. It's hip-hop for life. Put our soul in what we write. It's hip-hop for life. Giving purpose to the fight. It's hip-hop for life. Keep it bumping day and night. It's hip-hop for life. We grind and sacrifice. It's hip-hop for life. Put our soul in what we write. It's hip-hop for life. Giving purpose to the fight. It's hip-hop for life. Keep it bumping day and night. It's hip-hop for life. We grind and sacrifice. It's hip-hop for life. Put our souls in what we write. It's hip-hop for life.
All right. So we had something with some. Ooh-wee. This is like one of those things when you come out and you say, wow, because you didn't expect to have some of the high-powered people that you have on. You have on people that are doing an actual event. Where did I leave off at? So, number 8, East Cleveland Library, 50 years of hip-hop celebration. Now, there's a debut of somebody who's doing some major moves. Nerve DJs, 20-year weekend, which will be from Friday to Sunday. Friday to Sunday. As a matter of fact, I have my all-purpose pass. But on that Friday, you will catch myself, my fiance, my queen, Danielle Woods. You will see Terrence Longwood, actor, athlete, Nerve DJs, debuting 216 Legends of the Land film at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, celebrating the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. The Nerve DJ's 20th anniversary, September 22nd, music conference and showcase, hosted by Suge Hova, Host God, Sugar Booger, and Geechee Dan. LL Cool J's Rock the Bells Radio, Planet of the Tapes, Digital Radio Tracker, Capital Structure, Lexus, Cleveland Film Festival, Hitmaker, DTLR, OC, Cool House, Cool House Films, 88.1, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It took the cover. That is why AYD, she herself was like, I'm going to make sure you all get your Horizon magazines and all that. I think somebody jacked my little sister for hers. I'm pretty sure they did because I had to go out and get my own. She had some she was trying to give to myself, Suave, Gotti. But the thing was, we ended up having to get it. It's just legendary itself. Big shout out. They even have a commercial that was dropped by HJS Music. I'm going to have to play something from him solo to get that out there. Hold on just a second. That's at number 7. Number 6, moving up, that event was held. Spot Youth Empowerment at the Dialogue Center today. Youth getting money for working with making sure people know how to vote. That's just major. I'm sorry. That's just major. It's just major. Number 5, Facebook, Jeremiah Child Live at Dunlap's Corner Bar. That's happening right now. But we know it can't beat some of the other things that's above it in the list. It's a tough list this week. So I'm glad I'm doing it on a Saturday where I could really focus things instead of on a Monday in between all that running around. Would have been too much, sorry. But it would have been too much. Number 4, moving up, the event that happened today. Number 4, moving up from last week to this week, the promotions was crazy for it. Facebook, 4th annual Pastor's Luncheon that happened today. Now, you all are probably saying, was it that big? Let me tell y'all something about this. Everything that happened. 4th annual Pastor's Luncheon happened today, September 16th, 2023, at 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Theme, Can You Hear From God? Hosted by Donna Walker Brown, former RPCC Executive Committee Chairman, co-founder Inner City Republican Movement, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, five-star field general. The program had words of wisdom by Prophetess Brenda Jacobs. Spiritual keynote by Reverend Dr. Rebecca Stitt, pastor of St. Peter's AME Zion Church. Lady is highly decorated. You've heard her name before from National Action Network programs that man in the street have attended. Now, they had excellent meal after the two speakers. There was a meal by Granny's Soul Food Kitchen. Ooh, wait. You had the next thing, which was what? Keynote remarks. Frank LaRose, Ohio Secretary of State. Yes, he was in the building. You even got a picture with Al Porter Man in the street. How about that? Day May took that photo. She takes beautiful photos. She'll probably be the one who does Sheriff Kilroy Pro Bowl if I can get her to do that. Hold on. Let me look at my phone and see who's disrespecting me. Let's see. Right now, Johnny G, you had the nerve to call me while I'm live on the air. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Johnny G. Anyway, I was getting ready to say, the keynote remarks were Frank LaRose, Ohio Secretary of State, special guest speaker, Robert Sprague, Ohio Treasurer of State. So this is for the entire state. That's how big that event was. Entertainment was by Councilman Kevin Conwell and the Footprints Band. Violin was from Kim. Hosted by Kevin and Maureen Lynn. It was their house we were at. Paid for by the RPCC, Lisa Stickin, Chairman. It was that phenomenal of an event. As a matter of fact, as I look and see what else I received, a person I got a chance to meet was Alan Rappaport, who is running for Congress, District 11, A Better Choice for Congress. Find out more at Rappaport, Rappoport, numeral 4, congress.com. We'll have to talk to him and see why he's a better choice sometime, but I'm telling you, That's the number four event today. Number three, debuting the Hip Hop Homecoming Tri-C last week with Eric Wilson and more. 50 years of hip hop in Tri-C, 3-day event. Think about it. That event is so big, it's hard to touch an event like that. They had dancing, Radio 1, they were there. It was a pretty big affair. He invited in people like DJ Fatty Banks, Suave Gotti to be a part. It was a phenomenal event. Hip-hop homecoming. You would think, uh-oh, that's so big. That should have been number one. What could possibly be number one and number two? Well, because of how big they're promoting it, this coming Monday, everybody knew about the News 5 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame watch party for the Browns Steelers on Monday. Yeah, that's all I can say about that one. It kind of threw this particular program, Al Porter Man in the Streets, off a little bit. But you'll understand more in a little while on why it would throw it off. News 5 debut Rock and Roll Hall of Fame watch party. That's Monday. Now, number one, bigger than everything else that I just talked about. It made moves. It was well known, well attended by all ages, all groups, media all over the place. Grandparents Walk. The Grandparents Walk. That was today. All cultures, nationalities. It was a pretty big deal in the region. So with that being said, I got a chance to stop, breathe the flowers, smell the roses, because he put out, because of some Browns and all of that, and I mentioned that, I guess I would put on something from Suave Gotti. I might as well go back in the past, featuring Kim Ra, the Healer, Suave Gotti, Dog.
Welcome, Nation. Out-of-town fans and NFL teams to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Browns Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-4. See the Cleveland Force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Nofu about to slide Carlos Hyde. With my Cleveland crew, we got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your paws ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A red, brown, anointed, white stripes. The C-Town lights, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dog of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bust that dog like where the pounds be. East to the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation.
don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Hugh Jackson of the city, Swab Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to they feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, so sobered on. Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long. Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randle and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett, that's Colossus. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. Shout out to Big Dog Exec. Big Dog Exec, like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment with Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
All right. So let's go to the phone line and see who do we have at the 216-288, 216-288. You're on live. How you doing?
How you doing? It's Dontaze Taylor.
I'm doing well. Tell me about what's going on with you.
What's going on with me right now is we having a big event coming up. This big event is going to be glit, glamour, and everything else. And it's called, it's the exercise of Starlight Ministry and Orlando's first ever award banquet and gala celebration that's going on. Red carpet event. Yes,
a red carpet event and gala.
It's going to be big. It's going to be big. It's going to be at the event center on Broadway, and the address is 6966 Broadway Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44105. And this is Saturday. This is Saturday, November 18th, 2023. Circle your calendar for this day. At 5 to 6 will be our hors d'oeuvre hour where we, and you can network, you can do whatever you got to do with the people. And from 6:30
to 6 p.m. hors d'oeuvre hour, okay,
is our big old awards banquet. We're going to honor some people and everything else. Then after that, at 10:15 to 2:30 in the morning is our after party. It's going to be right at the same
after
place.
Party. Okay.
Yes, and we gonna rock it out. It's $50 per person. You get dinner, you get a networking session, and everything else. And that's and we have a VIP section. We gonna have it's $75. You get three raffle tickets. You get a gift on the table. You get some candy and much more. And you get to sit with and meet and greet with the honorees too and the singers too. With that VIP section. And $75. And VIP tickets will not be sold at the door. will not be sold at the door. And kids that are 12 and younger are free.
Okay.
Yes. And we have, yes, in our VIP ticket, I mean, in our after-party tickets, our after-party tickets are going to be $15. And
wow. After-party tickets.
Come on now.
$15.
Join us and have a great time. We have all the way from Cleveland. We have the original known Fleshman singers. We have Kevin Conwell in the footnotes. We have so many, many more groups and soloists will be out here. And our, yes, and we have vendor booths available, You get dinner with this and you get a vendor booth and you get a tablecloth on the table and two chairs, all for $85. And that means you get in the big old banquet and you get in the after party too.
Wow.
So come on out and join us. And our theme is linking communities together in unity.
Linking
for information,
communities together
at 216-288-5841. Come get your tickets. And we have corporate tables too that are $1,000. And we can tell you more about that if you call us, and we need more information about them corporate tables too and everything else. So come on out and join us. 216-288-5841. We have something big. We have big. The Alliance Event Center. That's what it's called. It's called the Alliance Event Center at 6966 Broadway. Come on out and join us. We got a big thing going on. This is the only thing I know that's going on November 18, 2023. The place gonna rock all night on Broadway to the mid morning. So come on out and join us. We got all kinds of things. We want all people like black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese. We want it all to come out and join us and network with us and network. Do some networking with us and everything else. And God bless.
Thank you so much.
We might
enjoy
see some black on black crime members. We might see some other people. We might see some politicians. We don't know. So, and we might see a presidential candidate in there or something. We don't know.
What?
And God bless.
Thank you so much for that update. That was Dontez Taylor letting us know what is going on and what's going down. Since I played earlier, which I did do, played some Suave, and that was nice. I'm going to stop myself. And since he had a solo commercial out about the Nerve DJs event, I'm going to find a solo song to play from HJS himself. Why not play? You know, sometimes you have to make those type of moves, you know? CEO, the remix from HJS.
Yo, DJ Shiny Shine. We gotta go back in. Make it bigger, better, stronger, you know what I'm saying? Gotta give the people what they want.
CEO, you don't have the CID.
And keep it classic at the same time, you know?
CEO, you don't have the CID.
It's something for the station, all across the nation. HDS in top rotation, I keep banging out the heat so fast that the haters wonder if my shit gon' last. I get those, then it's on again. Download it on your phone again. Top pungent ringtones again. So open the door and let me in. Begin, I'm home.
You don't have the CID.
Feeling like $1 million.
CEO, you don't have the CID.
Feeling like $1 million.
CEO, you don't have the CID.
feeling like a million bucks. CEO, you don't have to CID. As a child, always felt I'd rock it. Fat little nigga with dirt in his pockets, but I fell about the game so true. Music business, I ain't had no clue. I knew that hard work would pay with time, so I concentrated on getting mine. I took the concepts that was in my head and turned them boys to bread. I'm home, CEO, you don't have to CID. Feeling like a million bucks, CEO, you don't have to CID. Feeling like a million bucks, CEO, you don't have to CID. Feeling like a million bucks, CEO, you don't have to CID. This ain't hard music, no, this is hit me at the bar music. This is bumping in your car music. This is H, I'm a star music. I'm feeling good tonight, so I put myself in the gym again. Microphone in my hand again. Stay sticking to the plan again. HJS in demand again, I'm home.
CEO, you don't have a CID.
Feeling like a million bucks. CEO, you don't have a CID. Feeling like a million bucks. CEO, you don't have a CID. Feeling like a million bucks. CEO, you don't have a CID. Feeling like a million bucks. CEO, you don't have a CID. Feeling like a million bucks, CEO, you don't have to CID. Feeling like a million bucks, yo. Feeling like a million bucks. Feeling like a million bucks, yo. Feeling like a million bucks. Feeling like a million bucks, yo. Feeling like a million bucks. Feeling like a million bucks. Feeling like a million bucks, yo. Yo, feeling like a million bucks, feeling like a million bucks. Feeling like a million bucks. Feeling like a million bucks, yo. Feeling like a million bucks.
Ooh-wee, that was CEO. Oh, man, feeling like a million bucks. HJS Music. Like I was going to tell you all, the G.O.D. video that's coming out, well, wait a minute. Before I tell you anything else more about that music video, let's go to that 216-562. What's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing out there?
Whoa, is this Miss Maybach?
Yep. It's me.
I'll tell you what. The same Miss Maybach, Black Women's Army. What is going on this coming Wednesday?
This coming Wednesday, we're going to be at Black on Black, and we're going to be honoring my daughter and representing sickle cell awareness and getting it out there to her because she just got diagnosed with a serious case of cirrhosis, and she had sickle cell all her life. But this month is Sickle Cell Awareness Month, and we just need to let more people know about the sickle cell problem that we people having, because I didn't know about it until she was born. If we aware more people that they need to get tested and know their blood counts and all that type of stuff, we can prevent more people from having this disease until there's a cure made. But unfortunately, like cancer, it's a hard situation, and there's no cure for it yet, especially by it being a minority disease. So we just want to raise awareness, probably ask the people's questions if they have any questions about it, and just let the youth know about it, because they're the ones that really need to know about it, because this is just a disease that we have to deal with.
Okay. So we can invite young people in to at least learn more, as well as us old people like myself. So I'm looking forward to that. And it will be, will that be around a 7:15 time, anything like that, or what?
Yeah, I think maybe 7:15, like a little bit before our normal meeting going to start just to showcase her a little bit and let us know, I mean, let her know that we support her and we're there for her. As far as she still tried to participate in the event today, knowing that she's just getting out the hospital, but that's not stopping her.
Amen to that. I'm so thankful to hear that, and it was a blessing to see her. So who knows, maybe there'll be a quick changeover after the second atonement day from Ernest Harris, or the second week of atonement from 6:30 to 7, change things around, get things started at 7 in, and I'm pretty sure the president, Liz, founder Art McCoy, vice president Theodore Gary, they won't mind if things run a little bit over just to make sure we get those messages out. With that being said, what else is going on in October?
October, we're planning on having the activist convention where we bring in more activists together and able to mix and mingle and talk more, get more ideas from each other and learn more about the different groups that's out here. Like today, we participated in New Era Cleveland's. They peace walking. They was walking around, passing out roses, knocking on people's doors, passing out, giving kids toys and stuff like that. We need to be able to stick together, different organizations come together and help each other as organizations instead of putting other organizations down. So that's what the plan for this activist convention is, to get us to work together and not hate on each other.
Amen to that. Activists working together. Now, on a side note, just because I've been having a little bit of fun, a little birdie told me, actually, they did. They had told me that you yourself, while being a member of Afro Dogs MC Cleveland, and I saw BWA, when the Atomic Dog comes on, I noticed that instead of you all, you know, just doing the dog, you and the ladies, and then there were others too. Is there a lion dance to that you created?
Yes, I created a lion dance off the Atomic Dog called the Dog Walk.
I've got you. And is that one that a person like myself with two left feet can do?
That was the purpose of me making it so easy, because we had older people that wanted to do a lion dance. So we only doing like four major things, to the right, to the left, up, back, and a simple turn. But we're just going to do it to the beat. So you can't really mess that up.
I got you. I'm going to do my best to try to do that. As a matter of fact, a little birdie also told me that, you know, the Browns Steelers, I believe they play on Monday night. It's an away game, but it's just a nationally televised game. And so from what I'm understanding and overstanding, there are BWA members in that video that's about to be pushed all over the city, so that in hopes that people, when they see certain things, they might come to you so you'll be able to teach it and there'll be more requests. So I just wanted to throw that little birdie out, so when you get brought into that situation, you know why. For the simple fact, I thought it was so unique. When I first heard about it a couple of years ago, I was impressed, and I'm just glad to get a chance to see it out there. So when you see it coming through, you'll know that Man in the Street is letting the world know pretty much this evening. Usually we come on Monday night. This Monday we won't be on, but it's good enough just to let people know that when you all see the G.O.D. video, you'll know what's going on. We had to give Dog Walking credits to Miss Maybach. We thank you and your family and your people for being vigilant and for caring.
Thank you. I really appreciated that. That means a lot.
No
problem.
Hoping
to see everybody out.
No, yes. And Shay is definitely in our prayers, and we will enjoy your evening. And last but not least, if people want to follow, join in, or if there are women who say, wait a minute, BWA, I want to be a part of this, How do they become a part?
You can reach out to me on our page, BWABWA. It's in hyphens with Black Women Army behind it. Or you can go to my personal page, which is Maosha Maybach Bales. And you also can reach me at 216-562-7588. If I don't answer, leave a message. Let me know what you're calling for, and I'll definitely get back with you.
Thank you so much. You all enjoy the rest of your evening.
Okay, thank you.
More than welcome. Peace. And with that being said, everybody, enjoy your evening. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful weekend. Stay safe, and go Browns. Peace.